ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 28, 2011. We'll begin today with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Alford. Please rise.
Bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for the opportunity to stand before you and profess my faith and ask you to bless the county, elected officials, all those employed by this county. Thank you also for men and women that are sacrificing their lives for overseas for our democracy. I ask these blessings.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to take a few items out of order today. We'll begin under County Commissioners with item E, to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Judith A. Smith for 35 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Public Health Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Under maintenance, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Kenneth Clark for 25 years and 3 months of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Maintenance Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement.
So moved.
Here's Mr. Clark. Wait, one more.
No.
Under mosquito control, to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Jeff Douthit for 24 and a half years of service to Jefferson County Mosquito Control Department, to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Okay.
Now.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It carries unanimously. So the first one up would be for Mrs. Smith.
Yes.
Where are you, Ms. Smith?
Smith, right here in the front.
Come on up.
Come on down.
Do you have anybody here today that you'd like to introduce?
Well, my husband.
Sorry.
Well, great. Please stand.
And Judge, I'm going to get a chance to read this for Ms. Smith. A long-tenured employee here with Jefferson County. This resolution read as, whereas Judy A. Smith has devoted 35 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Judy A. Smith has dedicated her talents and service as a registered nurse for the Jefferson County Public Health Department, and whereas Judy A. Smith has pledged her service to those persons who are in need of medical and financial assistance in Jefferson County, and whereas Judy A. Smith is highly respected by her various community resource agencies in Jefferson County, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Judy A. Smith has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Public Health Department, Judy A. Smith is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Judy A. Smith for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County, and wish her well in her retirement. Signed this day, the 28th day of March, by the Honorable Jeff Brannick, County Judge, the Honorable Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1 Commissioner, the Honorable Brent A. Weaver, Precinct 2 Commissioner, the Honorable Michael S. Senegal, Precinct 3 Commissioner, and yours truly, Everett Alford, Precinct 4 Commissioner. Ms. Smith, it gives me great honor because you can't replace the experience that you bring, the compassion that you bring and have brought to the citizens of this county for many years. We only can say we wish you well and know that you have a lot of honeydews in front of you. But we thank you for your services, and God bless you, and God keep you well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say that it has been an honor to work for the county. I have enjoyed working with Dr. Walks for about 26 years now, and we've worked hurricanes and floods, and it's just been a real pleasure to serve the citizens of this county. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Smith, I want to say thank you also. 35 years, I've only been here 2 years, so I can say I didn't know you real long, but long that's a long time. And anytime you serve mankind in nursing, policing, all types of, you know, it's a sacrifice you make. So I appreciate you, and God bless you and your family from here on.
I would like to say thank you to Mrs. Smith also. I found her at the health department when I first started there in 87. And at that time, I think she was an LVN, and she became an RN with the county. So you gave birth to an RN. And she continued her magnificent journey with the county. First, I understood that she worked in the jail in those times before me. And she has been quite a good employee with the county. She had been through all of the disasters that the county has had in the last 24 to 30 years. She was in the flood in Bethel Oaks. She did very well there. She worked diligently in Katrina. And then Rita came the next week, and Mrs. Smith was one of the first nurses that I could find to help in that disaster. She also worked in Ike. And I recall that some of the times when we were working over there in the clinic, there were no lights on, no air conditioning. We had to get some flashlights to see the medications over there. And she would be holding a flashlight, and I'd be looking for these medications. So Mrs. Smith would be very much missed. And I wish her a very successful and happy retirement. Thank you.
Thank you. Now you have to come back if we have another hurricane. Thank you. Commissioner Arnold, would you like to read the proclamation for the employee who's planning on quitting us so he can live off the labors of his wife?
Oh, I know. This is a tough one, but I will do so. Come forward, Kenna. As Commissioner Alford has already read, part of the proclamation, it's standard, is that we be remembered at a meeting. Commissioner's Court held on the 28th day of March, 2011, a motion by Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1, and seconded by Commissioner Alford of Precinct 4, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Kenneth R. Clark has devoted 25 years and 3 months of his life to the service of the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas Kenneth Clark was hired into the maintenance department as a HVAC technician, heating and air conditioning, and whereas Kenneth Clark has demonstrated by special knowledge, skills, and habits with an exceptional work ethic, and by maintaining a positive attitude, has duly recognized and promoted to office manager. And whereas Kenneth Clark was then promoted to assistant building supervisor and has continued to exhibit exceptional abilities, that make all of us proud of him. And whereas Kenneth Clark has dedicated his talents and services to help maintain our county buildings and equipment, and whereas Kenneth Clark will be missed, we are happy that he will now have more time to pursue travel and leisure time and take care of Miss Clark's honey. No, that's not it. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Kenneth R. Clark for his dedicated services as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed by the judge and all four commissioners. Ken?
Yes, sir.
When I came here about 6.5 years ago, you and Harry were two of the most important folks I met early on in my new career at Jefferson County. And I'll have to say that, you know, maintenance of this facility and being kind of the liaison, you catch a lot of flack from a lot of people. But you guys have bailed me out personally several times, and I just want to say how much I appreciate everything that you've done to try to keep the folks in this facility cold when it's hot outside and cold or warm when it's cold outside. And sometimes that's been a challenge with our current system.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I do appreciate everything you've done. I wish you the very best in your retirement. And I know Deb will be proud to have this her honeydew list completed after all these years of waiting and waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to say or anybody you'd like to introduce?
Well, I'd like to introduce my wife, Deb, and all my friends back from maintenance and all my coworkers. And I appreciate everything that I received from the county. I enjoyed working here.
Who have you trained to be your replacement? That's on what we all need to know now.
Well, we're going to have to try Mr. David Knight. We're going to see if he's going to hold up to the range here.
All right. Well, that's an important.
Ken, just to echo some of Commissioner Arnold's comments, I appreciate all your guidance and direction in the maintenance department and being a liaison to some of the different issues that have come about with our building maintenance. And you know, I always knew that if I needed to get an answer on a particular item, I could go to you on that or even anybody in maintenance. I appreciate everybody in maintenance and what they do to keep this building alive. And but appreciate your efforts and wish you luck in your retirement and
thanks,
happiness.
Sir.
Good luck to you, Ken. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Good.
That's what I call him, Super Ken, because he can always come through when you need him. And it's been a pleasure meeting you, number one, knowing you and working with you.
Thank you, Mr.
Enjoy your retirement. And boy, I know she's ready for that honeydew list.
I don't know if I'm ready to get off this thing or not, because she might be working on a list for me here.
Next, Ken, just to be on the safe side, be sure Harry has your contact information.
Yeah.
Harry, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, you want to say anything, Harry?
Okay. And he just gave him his watch for his retirement gift.
Now Commissioner Weaver is going to read the resolution recognizing Jeff Douthit.
Jeff, I just want to tell you personally and publicly how much I appreciate you and the work you've done for the county and your friendship over the years, both of us being in aviation pilots. So I appreciate everything you've done to make that department where it is and where it started from. So without further ado, whereas Jeff Douthit has devoted 24.5 years of his life to the service of citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas Jeff Douthit hired in 1986 as a loader mechanic for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Department. And whereas Jeff Douthit, by demonstrating a special knowledge, skills, and habits with an exceptional work ethic and maintaining a positive attitude, was duly recognized and promoted to pilot mechanic. And whereas in 1997, Jeff Douthit was promoted to pilot aircraft mechanic and has obtained through proficient flight standards over 4,000 pilot and command hours and has flown many different aircraft, including helicopters, Stearman, Cessna, Twin Bonanza, and the new Twin King Air. And whereas Jeff Doffitt has dedicated his talents and services to help maintain a reputable and safe mosquito control aviation department, and whereas Jeff Doffitt has distinguished himself as a pilot that has provided knowledge and guidance to his aviation peers that will be remembered and conveyed to future mosquito control air crews, and whereas Jeff Doffitt will be missed, we are happy that he will now have more time to pursue other interests and, most importantly, devote to his family. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Jeff Doffitt for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
I'd like to introduce my wife, Shirley. It's been a blessing working for City Control these 25 years. I just appreciate it so much. When I first came here, I was a single man. I got married, have two children, and I've raised them now. And it's been through Jefferson County. You know, the good Lord saw fit to give me a good job like this one. And I want you to know that I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Shirley for standing by my side all these years. She is a great wife, and I'm very fortunate to be able to say that, you know, and just to be able to live that. And I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ who just, you know, saved my soul for some reason. And I sure appreciate it. Thank y'all so much. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Judge, I have to get Jeff on this one, though. You know, I appreciate you for everything, but he was the smart one. He brought his wife up so he wouldn't have a list.
Yeah, and I want to say, Jeff, I appreciate what you did. Most people don't know that when they're laying in their beds, listen to that plane. From here on, I want to know who's flying those planes over my house, because I mean, that's a tedious job. You know, I heard in Chicago or somewhere there was no air traffic controller in the tower for D.C. or somewhere. I say, you know, that could have been a tragedy. But I'm doing the math, and I taught special ed for 20 years, so I couldn't get it right. But I think you owe us 9 more years because Judith has 35. And Ken, I think you owe us 10.5. So we're going to dock y'all. Good luck, y'all. God bless y'all.
I'd just like to say that I've had the pleasure of working with Jeff for 24 and a half years. We were both a lot younger back then when he hired in. Both started our families about the same time. Our kids are about the same ages, my oldest too. They went to school together. He's always been a professional at everything he's done. He's had his own brand of humor, you know, that keeps us going through. But it's like a family out there, and he's really gonna be sorely missed. He's been a good friend, and I've had the pleasure of flying with him on many occasions, and he's been nothing but professional. So, like I said, he's gonna be missed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Did Orange County Luke meet the pilot have anything to do with this?
No. <I don't know. laughs>
Another, before we get back into the agenda, all of you, of course, are welcome to stay for the main part of the agenda, and if you're only here for the resolutions, and you're welcome to exit right now. I did want to take a minute. I don't see Bubba Martin here, but Chief Martin recently had a juvenile probation commission audit and monitoring of our juvenile justice facility out there in detention center. And the department scored 96.6%, which is the highest the detention center's ever gotten on a monitoring, which places them in the way above average category. So we're pleased that they've done such a great job out there at juvenile detention. All right. We're going to go to the items under purchasing. April 26th. The bid opening on the leases of the vacant property. Okay, item A under purchasing is to extend the opening date for the lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout from April 4th, 2011 to April 26th, 2011. Item B is to receive and file executed contracts for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Alligator LLC, Crop Production Services, Inc., Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc., Target Specialty Products, Red River Specialties, Inc., and Adapco, Inc. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption in accordance with local government code for a sole source item and items for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies for server upgrade and warm stand by server configuration for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office with DataWorks Plus LLC in the amount of $23,594.15. Do we have a motion on these items? It's been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items carry unanimously. Item A under County Commissioners will be tabled. Item B is to consider a resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation supplementing indenture of trust and security agreement securing the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation Hurricane Ike Disaster Recovery Bonds, Series 2010, and other matters related to the marketing of such bonds. Item C is to receive and file a certificate of completion for Commissioner Everett Alford. Commissioner Alford has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Local Government Code for 2010. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation declaring April Child Abuse Awareness Month in Jefferson County. And item F is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax 2011 Spring Allocation Recommendations. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on those items?
Bring to the attention the Child Abuse Awareness Month. I think it's very important that we do because, you know, as you read in the paper, some of these horrendous things that happen to these very young kids, it's unbelievable that people do some of those things. So I would just like to make sure that the court recognize that fact.
Commissioner Weaver, you want to mention something about the press conference?
Yes, on Friday here at the courthouse, there's going to be a press conference held by CPS. They're going to be doing a little awareness campaign here. They've asked for everybody's participation to bring this about and share the information so that people are aware of what's going on. And that'll be 1 o'clock here at the courthouse.
Further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items carry unanimously.
Yeah, Mr. Goodson up there.
Judge, I just wanted to take a moment, Guy Goodson, Government Grocery Council for the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation, to thank the members of the court sitting as that board this morning approving the opportunity to remarket the $300 million for Hurricane Ike bonds on behalf of Jefferson Refinery, and we appreciate their representatives together with Mr. Mark Viator and Amanda Bryant of Partnership Strategies updating us on the status of the local utilization plan for those projects, which we again hope will be back here within the next 90 days to provide you with an additional update on the status of both the Winnie Island project and the refinery project. Hopefully we will be moving some of these bonds to a sale very shortly.
Thank you, Mr. Goodson.
Also, Mr. Goodson, as I said this morning, the court is committed to local contractors, local expansion. I want to thank Ms. Bryan and Mr. Viator, as well as yourself, to make sure that we consider local contractors, local in this whole process where they have the opportunity to participate and keep Jefferson County viable.
Thank you very much.
Okay, under County Auditor, Consider and possibly approve a downgrade of associate court administrator position to deputy clerk position with an annual budget of $35,318 and utilize savings from downgrade to reclassify associate court administrator position to administrative operations manager with a budgeted position of $55,249. Item B is to receive and file the Jefferson County Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2010. I see we have Mr. Gale Botley here, and we'll be asking you and Mr. Swain to make any comments you might want to make here in a minute. Item C is to receive and file the management letter from Gail W. Botley, CPA, for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2010. Item D is to receive and file single audit for Jefferson County for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2010. Item E is to receive and file the SMG Operations Ford Park audited financial statements for the period ending September 30th, 2010. Item F will be tabled. Item G is the payment of regular county bills.
Table?
Yeah.
You could
delete that.
There is no management letter on Ford Park this year.
Item G is going to be regular county bills, check numbers 351218 through check number 351447.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion on these items?
I had a couple of questions. Ms. Guidry, you might need to be the one to answer these. Are auditing or HR? First of all, from auditing and HR, have we reclassified in the middle of the year before?
We have when there's been a net result savings.
Okay. Number two, Ms. Guidry, I understand that you're reclassifying a position and you are going to eliminate a position, am I right? You gonna eliminate a position?
No.
Let's
no, no, no. We, okay, there's a couple.
Y'all need to explain it to us then.
Yeah. What the proposal is on the agenda now is to take an open associate court administrator position from somebody that recently retired and downgrade that to a deputy county clerk position, and then utilize that savings to reclass or upgrade another position, another associate. She has two associate court administrator positions. So you're going to downgrade one to a deputy clerk, and then you're going to upgrade one to a, administration's operations manager. Now there was some, in the information I'd sent to you, there was a memo from Human Resources with, and I don't know if it's really a second proposal, Carolyn, but it was something that was mentioned to me or in the memo from Human Resources that if we went to the top of the range for the associate or administrative operations manager, the new position, you'd be willing to eliminate in total that deputy county clerk position. But that's not what's on the agenda. No. I think that would require some sort of separate action, but I'd like to hear more of.
I would
proposing.
Like to have it all come at one time with it in writing, because I've sat here before and where Commissioner Weaver said, Commissioner Domain said, there were some questions asked about opening up the office down in South County. He wasn't here. None of the gentlemen was here but me, if I'm not mistaken. No, Commissioner Arnold might have been here, and there was things said, but I would prefer it come to us in writing, because I also read in there something about if we provide this or do this, that would be a potential opening of the office down in South County. Some of these things doesn't make sense to talk. It makes sense when it's down in writing to us. No, I don't have a letter. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Well, hopefully in your packet, you've got a letter from me describing the savings. And then a letter from Carolyn requesting actually to put this proposal on. And there was a little bit of difference in the savings of what we calculated to what she had before in her letter. We would look at a half year savings of $18,495 if this began April 1st. A full year savings next year would be $8,582. I don't know if y'all have all that information.
How does that tie to the opening of this office down in South County?
That's how this proposal is written for, and I guess that's, the proposal is just written for the downgrade of one and the upgrade of another. Now, whether she uses those, that's her discretion on how she uses to utilize those with that.
Give her this mic so we can make sure we have everything down. Because I want to make sure I have it right this time, because I don't want to be this court to be hostage predicated on this. I want to hear what you had to say in reference to the opening of the office down in Meigs.
Okay, and that was in my letter. With the position of deputy clerk, and that's giving me an extra person now, that person will be out of my filing department. And with that additional person, I will be able to open the sub-courthouse 5 days a week in Port Arthur.
I hate the terms additional person. It's not changing the number of personnel within the net. We can't increase the number of budgeted bodies. We're just taking one position and downgrade.
Okay, just for clarification, what we're talking about here, my question is, we got two individuals here at this supervisory level. Is that correct?
One retired.
We did it.
I know, but one's retired, but there's two there right now, or used to be two, right?
It used to be two.
How many people did they supervise?
The supervisor that retired only supervised three people. And that's why I didn't see a need to stay top heavy, and those duties and responsibility will go to the other supervisor that I now have in place.
So the plan is to reduce this one and take that money and shift it over here. Give this one more responsibility,
right?
And then create another position, or not another position, but move the money around where there's a body that can go and work South County.
That's correct.
Commissioner Senegal, have you gotten a lot of responses on the sub-courthouse? What is your take?
Well, since I've taken office, I've gotten a lot of just Friday, daily, there's people that come on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I can't verify the numbers, Carolyn. You just get the calls. I always refer them to Beaumont if they're in a rush. This is good, opening it on Tuesdays and Thursdays all together. I'm one of these people that even if two people show up on there, they need to be served. And I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, when we started out, initially downsized with the loss of three deputy clerks at that time, we downsized to 2 days a week. And then year before last, we were able to add an additional day. We're serving them 3 days a week now. But, you know, my commitment when I downsized because of the lack of the budget and the lack of the personnel was that once we get to that point, hopefully we will be able to restore the entire services back to the sub-courthouse. That's what I'm trying to do.
Right, and we had conversations. I appreciate you doing that.
Right.
At the time, I was very, I got a lot of calls, and we discussed that. But that's going to be a plus for us.
Right.
But
in fact, you were sitting on city council when I did that.
But this is all within the budget line, right? And within that line item.
It's within her budgeted positions. Doesn't increase the total number of positions.
People. Okay.
And saves money for this year and next year.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Any comments? We've got a item under engineering, item A. It's to consider and possibly approve the standard non-commercial driveway detail for precinct use and to be included in the current subdivision and development regulations. And I want to say thank you to Commissioner Alfred and to engineering for the work that they did in coming up with a standard means of dealing with members of the public who wish to place their right-of-way across public right-of-way, their driveways across public right-of-way. And so this will eliminate a lot of confusion that they've had in the past. Do I have a motion on that item? It's been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. And that will complete our agenda items. Any member of the court have any additional comments they wish to make?
I thought we were going to hear from the CPA or the on some of the audits. Is that not necessary?
Well,
I don't have any questions.
From Mr. Swain in our private discussions, we got clean reports. Everything I looked at looked good, but.
Well, I didn't have any questions. I just want clarification if that was.
What you have before you is Commissioners, Judge, our year-end audit for Jefferson County. You have the management letter on Jefferson County. You have our single audit, which is required for our federal funds we receive. In accordance with the contractual arrangement with SMG, you have a separate audit on the Ford Park audited financial statements. To reiterate what Judge Brannick said, yes, we received clean opinions, unqualified opinions on all of the audits. I want to thank Gail Botley and his team. They're on their third year. I think we're up for either a renewal or go out for bids on how we do our audits. So we'll be looking in the future to put out an RFP or RFQ something, RFP, yeah. And I need to thank my office and Fran in my office. Right now, Fran is out. She's having a little surgery, but she was sad she couldn't make it, but she needed to have some surgery. And she does the bulk of pulling this all together, but also everybody in my office and the commissioners. Whenever the auditors have questions of y'all, y'all have responded, and so have the department heads. So it's gone real well. And so far with our audited fund balance, we're up a little from budget. We're about, we're hovering around the $35 million mark with unreserved fund balance. With our adding in our inventories we have, we're about at $36 million instead of the number around 34 last when we started, when we had budget hearings in our estimate. So we're a little better off than we were than when we were in budget. So.
There were a couple of new terms introduced to CADSB 45. Is that going to be any problem to make that transition and just changing the categories? Is that a training issue, or are we going to adopt that?
For the fund balance, that's one of the items mentioned in a management letter. I believe it's GASB. Yeah, it's 54, the fund balance reporting. They are definitely things we're going to have to look at because they want to – a lot of them renamed. Some of them are just now restricted or reserved and unreserved for your fund balance. They're going to be called one, two, three, four, about five different names, going from non-spendable, restricted, committed, assigned, and unassigned. So we'll have to categorize our fund balance based on.
When you adopt those terms, you might need to educate us a little bit too.
We will do that, definitely. We'll try to keep as much in. Give that unassigned, unrestricted.
Mr. Auditor, with it being just a little bit more in that reserve and starting to look at what we're about to face in this coming year, do you see anything that we need to be looking at this present time?
Well, I think what y'all are doing right now is monitoring the legislature. I think that's your biggest deal to monitor. You know, we should be receiving a little more revenue for on our 381 agreements, but I think that's probably already taken care of with the deferral of the union agreement. The payroll increase is there, so we're still monitoring sales tax. We're over what we're budgeting. Right. We're running a little bit lower than last year. We're pretty close to last year, but it's better than what I thought as far as what we budgeted. We budgeted about $18 million, and right now with about 5 months, we're still maybe in that $21 million category for sales tax. Because that's, you know, for us, property tax and sales tax, that's our big money.
How's our property tax collections so far?
I think the collections are about at the same level.
It should be.
We've got the bulk of them in. Yeah. So, and all the big payers have paid.
Are we monitoring those hotel motel occupancy taxes like we were in the past? And do we have...
There are, I think, we're looking at some of the ones that are behind. I think the hot tax committee mainly might look at some of the reports on some of those.
Okay.
What I understood from the legislatures, there might be a little more teeth coming down on the audits of that, where if the state audits or the county audits or the city audits, we can all kind of share in that information and possibly recover our money. So we're not all auditing the same person at once.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Botley.
Hopefully we got some property.
All right. Well, and we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.